Welcome to the original Rockin' Wrestling Radio Show. Welcome to Beyond Ringside, your source for wrestling, MMA, and boxing in the Southeast. To contact the Ringside Roundtable of Beyond Ringside, email them at beyondringside@gmail.com. And now, your host for Beyond Ringside, Fast Eddie Lane.
Want to say greetings, good morning, how's everybody doing? Just after 10 o'clock in the Metroplex, and you are live on Beyond Ringside, your home. Wrestling, mixed martial arts, full contact FM, Fast Eddie Lane behind the control panel, and we are ready to have a little bit of fun. I'd like to welcome in tag team partners, the Oracle of Ominous, the Wicked Nemesis on the line this morning.
For those of you that missed PCW last night, you missed a heck of a show.
Like to welcome in tag team partner, the Mad Dog, Dan Sawyer. Dan, good to have you on board.
Good morning. Still looking at the ice in my yard, having a cup of coffee, but got to start the day here and got some things to get accomplished prior to that 29th show.
I understand the concept. It has been a crazy week. I know right now, Wicked, you're on location, and we were all actually, two out of three of us were supposed to be in Stockbridge, Georgia a little bit later on this evening. We're going to be covering that in just a few minutes. Pressing hot topics. First off, CZ Taylor with the Old School Wrestling League out of Athens, Tennessee is going to be joining us at 10:30. They've got their inaugural outing coming up this evening. And from what I understand, it's going to be a really good show. Going to be welcoming CZ Beyond Ringside in just a few minutes. One thing I want to hit on right off the bat, and by the way, 205-316-9900, the number to call to get in touch here. Two things I want to hit. Number one, and this one is going to affect all three of us right off the bat. I had a chance to check out Ring of Honor from this past Monday night. I made a concerted effort to find it because, as you know, I'm on charter. We don't get HDNet, and I'm hearing a nasty rumor flying around. And there was a tag team match involved. O'Reilly and Cole versus two people we know very well, Corey Hollis and Mike Posey. The person who did a review for a certain website, and I'm not even gonna dignify as to which one it is.
He's not worth pissing on, so go ahead.
There you go. And they proved it because I watched the match. And for as much as this person was trying to get Cole and O'Reilly over, which they did look good, they said that Posey and Hollis, one, were basically a couple of green rookies. Number two said Posey looked horrible. I watched the match twice just to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Mike Posey and Corey Hollis carried these two beyond any shadow of a doubt. One of the two was trying to push Posey in for a finish that didn't even involve Posey. Posey kept trying to go, no, don't do it, no, don't do it, and finally just said, I'm going to bail out the other side because we're in the middle. And,
Can I jump on this bandwagon here first?
And yeah, come on in.
Say, you know, I've been in 21 years, and you're only as good as your opponent. I've worked with Hollis and Posey multiple times over Posey, you know, almost 10 years, and Corey Hollis. And let me tell you, both those guys are amazing guys. I mean, in and out of the ring. And they could work circles around most of the people in the Fed, not to mention Ring of Honor. They know psychology, and which I respect Ring of Honor, don't get me wrong, but it's only good for a certain amount of wrestling. I think it takes all three of the big three to meet the needs of the wrestling fans. I know everybody's got the northern style, the strong style, the whatever. Learning to work is working, you know, no matter what kind of style you put on it. And I'll tell you this, Posey and Hollis are great wrestlers. So there's my soapbox for Saturday morning.
There you go. Wicked Nemesis, come on in.
You know, I'm standing outside my grandmother's funeral waiting on it to begin. You know, my grandmother's one of the reasons why I got into the business. She was one of those grandmas, and my step-grandfather also. You didn't talk when wrestling was on. You shut up. You didn't call. If you come by, you were getting cussed out. And I'm talking about you were getting cussed out by a woman that went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. The church doors were open. They were there. So let me tell you this. Corey Hollis, you know, you all know, if I don't drop Corey Hollis' name seven times a show, it's blasphemy. Corey Hollis is one of the best workers, and the kid's only 21 years old. Posey is one of the best wrestlers and one of the best referees in this business. It just goes back to where the wrestling goes into that gray area of a popularity contest. Here you have two guys that usually aren't on the show coming in that know what they're doing, and then you have two dumbasses that go out there and like, hey, guys, let's hit 42 power bombs and kick out of it. It's exactly what's wrong with this business. And people like that that piss me off. You go back to people like Mad Dog and Ryan Bishop, these guys right here that do kind of a strong, yeah, like he was saying, they are a strong style, but you got old school workers. That's why Bullet Bob Armstrong's 492 years old and still in this business. That's why Shadow Jackson is still in this business. Shadow Jackson's 63 years old. He just got his AARP card. And that's why Will Owens is a champion, because you work smarter, not harder.
That's right. And sometimes it's hard to work smart in this business.
Yeah, that's I'll agree to that 100%. You know, I've been in the industry, and I'm cracking that 26-year mark. And it's really and Dan said it beautifully. You're as good as the person who is across the ring from you. And I'm sure that now that Dan is hitting another milestone this past week, which I'm going to go ahead and say this, I do believe we've gotten the date, and it's a couple of days previous, but Mad Dog, on behalf of all of us, want to say a very special happy birthday wish in your direction.
Well, thank you, sir.
Are you 26 again, Mad Dog?
Oh, yes, I am. Plus.
26-1.
26.
Eddie, what you were hitting on, you know, about last night, you know, at the PCW show, same thing happened. You know, Pandora, you know, the face of PCW goes out there and wrestles Curry Kid. You know, and Curry Kid, you know, we all like Curry. Curry, you know, but, you know, a few things here and there, you know, and Pandora was mad. She's like, I could have had a better match. I said, well, you know, that's what you were doing, an invasion gimmick. You know, the MGCW guys come there. Pandora had to get hit with the belt, and somebody needs to tell Jackie how to use a belt because she gashed Pandora open. Pandora has like a 4-inch gash on her back, just would not stop bleeding.
Oh my
God. And it goes just like that. But it's like that. You know, you have Curry Kid, somebody in there that, you know, has like what, quote unquote, a gimmick. You know, the dancing, you know, that's funny. But it all led up to a heel turn. And yeah, they may have had a crappy match, but the ending of it set it off to where everybody forgot that the match wasn't that good because of the finish to it. And that's what people is, because you have people on the internet that know nothing about this business, and if you think I'm talking about you, I am. I'm talking about marks that get on here and write for a company, marks that get on here and think that, oh, well, I'm a manager now because I watched the Bobby Heenan DVD. No, you're not. You're a joke. You are a joke, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Get out now before you embarrass this business. I beg you.
And speaking of embarrassing businesses, I really have to make this segue. And this is one of the special reasons why Dan is joining us this morning. Because you know I'm about to go there. First off, I would like to congratulate the professional prize fighters in the state of Alabama. A milestone has been achieved. The state of Alabama is very soon to have its very first official and licensed professional boxing event. It will take place in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Alabama's very own Deontay Wilder will be appearing on that card and fighting on that card. Had a great conversation with a good friend of mine, Michael the Godfather Gibbons, professional prize fighter. I followed him for a while. He's been here on Beyond Ringside a number of times. And I'm hoping to find out whether or not Michael is going to be on that show. He's working with his agent to see if everything can be worked out. There is a flip side to this coin. The Alabama, and as he sits up vertically in his chair, the Alabama Athletic Commission is in charge of both boxing and mixed martial arts for the state of Alabama. We have been waiting for an official word to come down from both the Alabama Athletic Commission and the Office of the Attorney General in the state of Alabama. Yes, I went ahead and put the inflection on there, kind of like a few years ago when I was picking on a certain sheriff around this town. Fact of the matter is, we've still, after over a year plus, not gotten an official word in any capacity. We haven't gotten an opinion from the state attorney general. Now, even though the office has changed hands, Troy King has moved on to other things. I think bingo might be safe for 5 minutes, kids. But the fact of the matter is, we've still not gotten a definite answer from anybody. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go in this direction. I do not know Casey Sears personally. I'm sure he is a likable person. But I have been told by numerous sources that if you even bring up MMA to him, he gets very short, very testy, is his basic demeanor when it comes to that. Once again, I don't know personally. I have not spoken to him. My door is open here on Beyond Ringside for Casey Sears to come on. I'd enjoy the conversation, and he would be treated fairly from start to finish. But Mad Dog, Why do you think we haven't received a pure and true reasoning behind what's taken so long with mixed martial arts?
As a promoter of both professional wrestling and MMA, they promised within 90 days we'll have a word on the amateur event as far as mixed martial arts. I really can't answer that, Eddie, to be honest, because the meeting they had before the January 12th meeting, I was not able to attend, but my business partner did, and he recorded the whole thing. The way this all started, MMA was put in on this thing as an accident. It was an oversight, because what they did, they copied stuff from Mississippi and Georgia and tried right. to come up with their own rules and whatever. You just can't go mixing those things. You can't just copy, cut, paste, as we made a joke about on Thursday night about, you know, certain things. But you got to watch what you do, you know, and I think sometimes it's like going first into the rock quarry. You don't know what you're going to hit.
And yeah, pretty
much.
It's
the same thing when you try to put these things together. It all sounds good in theory and word, and everybody wants to look good no matter what you're doing. If you're doing professional wrestling, pig tossing, whatever. I mean, everybody wants to look good and make a dollar, but you got to think about the long-term effects when you come out of this deal.
You really do, and I understand that completely. And now, Wicked Nemesis, I know that you don't deal that much in mixed martial arts. I know that you're exclusively pretty much right now into wrestling, unless I'm mistaken on that one. But I know that your ear is always open. Have you heard anything positive or negative come down the pipeline?
Well, it's all negative. You know it's all negative because like Mad Dog said, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're just like, oh, well, we put MMA in there. Oops, well, now we got to run with it. But right now there's so much money that is generated from MMA that they don't know how to regulate it. It's just like marijuana. I mean, if they could tax marijuana, they would. If they could tax MMA, they would. If they could tax wrestling, they would. Because they don't care. They're all marks. Most of these people, you know what it is? The nerds of the school want to run the block. That's what it is.
Well, we were threatened with that many, many moons ago because, you know, I mean, I had a decent GPA part of the time through school, at least when I was asleep. And I was always told it's the ones who actually crack the books open who are going to end up running everything. By the same token, some of that does come true. And every once in a while, the stoners find the right way into the office. And
hello.
No kidding. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there are a lot of great mixed martial arts promotions in the state of Alabama who run both amateur, pro-am, and pro fights. These are people who play by the rules. And I'm in the middle of a situation in one of my other lives, as one of my other jobs, where it's the sins of the idiots that end up making the innocent pay. Because we're the ones who get stuck behind the eight ball because we're basically inadvertently put there because of the ones who run slipshod promotions. When you're talking about amateurs and you're talking about pros in pro-am fights, there is a right way to do things and there is a wrong way to do things. I mean, Dan and I have had numerous conversations about the way that certain promotions run around here, and we've actually had a major shoot on a couple of them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there's some guys out there who's like, oh, we'll do this and we'll do that. It's like, and then Dan and I sit down and it's like, first, we go over the guy's medical history. We make sure that he's healthy enough to be in the ring or in the octagon or in the cage. We get a background check done on the person, find out where they were trained, or unless they're an eclectic, decide to train on their own. And we do everything they do everything they can to match them up properly. They get the proper blood work done. You have a physician there. You have security there. You make sure that the fans are taken care of. You make sure the fighters are taken care of. And you make sure the liability is taken care of. And the conversation, go ahead.
Oh, when you say that about blood, for any mixed martial artists who are listening and you're like, well, I don't have good insurance. I don't have time to go and sit in a doctor's office with people hacking and coughing. Listen, go to the Red Cross, donate your blood. They will give you a blood screening.
Yep.
That can be your blood work for 6 months.
Yeah.
So no more on these fights to guy, well, I would be frightened, but I don't have my blood work. Well, here you go, boys. Go to the Red Cross. There's many branches anywhere across the state, whether you're in Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. Go get your blood work done. Get yourself checked out. You need to know what you got for the safety of your opponent and yourself, because you can pick up stuff just like rocks and bubble gum on a hot, sunny day. It's just going to happen. So you want to make sure you protect your opponent the referee, the people watching me bow.
Yeah.
You know, you could have like a Monty Python punch and blood squirts to the fourth row. Gross. I know. Nobody wants that. But, hey, it can happen.
Yeah.
We talk about MMA and also that Gallagher reference comes up. What's up with that? Gallagher! Mad Dog, we just showed our age. I'm only 31, but I mean, I understand what you're talking about. And it's like, you can also go to the health department. When we had the War Games show for Great Championship Wrestling, I mean, we went up there and that's what I had to do. That's what Bishop had to do. Cause I don't trust some of these people in our business. You look at some of our people, I mean, you look at Will Owens. Would you want Will Owens' blood on you? You might sprout an alien out your arm, you know. You know, I'm just saying.
Will Owens
is genetically altered.
Oh God, that was priceless. Yeah, I knew. By the way,
but he is tanned. He's still got his beautiful gold tan during the snowstorm of 2011.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. And you know what's even worse than that? No tan lines. What's up with that, Will? I'm just saying.
Whoa. There's some things nobody needs to know. They're wicked. Come on.
But you know we're talking about. You know we're talking about blood. But we know we talked about blood and everything. You know, last night the PCW show. I mean, they have Dr. Melee. You know, and I think that everybody should have somebody like that. You know. You know, we rag Melee. I love Melee to death. But she served a great purpose. As soon as Pandora was busted, Pandora's bleeding everywhere. I love Pandy to death. And Melee was on that. You know, anytime that she thinks she has a concussion, something, I mean, it's legit. I mean, she really does her job. I mean, you know, people say like, oh, a doctor, I mean, that's great. And some people don't have that. And especially the MMA event, you've got to have some type of medical staff at an MMA event. And you guys know, these little backyard wrestler, hey, I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna wrestle in the octagon. No, first of all, it's a line. You gotta have eight sides to actually have a shape to it, okay? Maybe an octagon. You don't just put a fence up and be like, yeah, we're in the octagon. No, you're not. You stand behind a fence fighting each other.
Hey, look, I've got a friend of mine who runs a fencing company here in the state of Alabama, in the Shelby County area, to be exact. He said, you know, with all the talk you do about MMA, why don't I just build you an octagon style fence in the backyard? He's like, you know something? That could actually be done, but then I'd be accused of being a yardie for MMA. But, you know, and let me go and get this one in real quick, because I remember a show that, Dan, you and I worked a while back. It's for Thunder Promotions. Rod Riccardi, and I remember you were doing a lot of the matchmaking for that event. You were working production coordinator. I was running over on the sound and light. And I remember that night, normally I'm the one who's bouncing around like a pinball. Dude, the Trans Am that Burt Reynolds used in the stunts for Smokey the Bandit had nothing on you that night. Because you were going around making sure that everything was in place, all the last-minute stuff was done, making sure, of course, the last-minute weigh-ins were done, and making sure the fighters had all their paperwork in play. And you and I both know that not everybody does that. And here's the thing, and this is something that hit me a minute ago, because a friend of mine who trains at a dojo here locally told me. He actually came to me and said, yeah, they offer, the owner of the dojo actually offered to have the cost of my blood work covered. He said he would pay for it. And so there's another option, because if you've got everything working to where the owner of the dojo wants to get you in there so bad that he's willing to pay for all your paperwork, your insurance, and everything else, then guess what? It doesn't hurt to approach the owner of the dojo. True or false?
True. I mean, you better go talk to him. I mean, because you're not going to find somebody that's wanting to sponsor you, because that's what it is. You know, I mean, I wish we could find that in pro wrestling. Right, Nemesis?
Oh, God, no. Yes, I would like to be sponsored by Crunk Energy Juice. Just let everybody know. Crunk Juice, coming at you.
As long as it's not Loco, right? As long as it's not the Loco.
Could you imagine Mad Dog, some guy coming into you and be like, hey, Mad Dog, I want to pay you to go out and do what you do, and I'm going to take care of all your paperwork. I mean, I don't think they have dojos like that everywhere. That would be fantastic if they did, because I'd love to jump in and be like, hey, guys, what's up? Take my blood.
Well, I mean, that is a select few, I'm sure, because we've all, it's like in pro wrestling and boxing and mixed martial arts, you see that shining diamond in the rough that you know is going to make that jump. And it's when you get that one in particular, it's like you're going to do everything you can to make sure everything's covered on that front. True or false?
Yes.
You want to keep that.
Are you talking about playing favorite?
No, I'm talking about this kid.
No. Somebody play favorites in this business? Are you kidding me? Edward Lane, are you kidding me?
I thought for a minute he was going to use...
Everybody plays favorites a little bit, but, you know, it's those alternative lifestyle preference of sex that are the ones that always think they're the smartest. That's what I always find funny. Mike Taylor and me had a joking conversation before the snow hit that the guys that are the most successful are the Pat Pattersons of the business. I won't go any further because after those guys got in trouble making the video of the Navy while they were in battle, you know, is the world becoming that sensitive?
Yes.
You know? Next thing you know, they're going to take the Humane Society's ASCAP ASPCA commercials off of the dogs that have one eye and the cats and planets from Laughlin. Oh, that's too sad. Let's take it off. Oh, my goodness.
I know. The world has become almost too politically correct, and I think that extends to the factor of, and we're going to have varying arguments on this one, and let's slide to the Nationals for one hot second, because with the move from the E going and staying PG, i.e. PC, and TNA making the move to a more PG-14 environment, and we see what's going on, but think about it.
They still suck.
Yeah.
How many former WWE employees? Let's put everybody in a faction. Because, you know, you put everybody you bring in into one group. It's NWO red and white versus black and white and ridiculous.
Well, there,
keyword being ridiculous.
Now, I didn't get a chance to watch TNA this week. However, okay. I'm gonna watch it later this afternoon. And thank God for DVRs on the fly.
Matt Hardy looks horrible, Eddie. Matt Hardy looks horrible.
Unfortunately,
true. 45 pounds of fat. He looks like Mark Henry, but Mark Henry's strong. There's a difference. You know, I was talking to somebody. I'm going to say it. Pandora. I was talking to Pandora the other day. You know, I was watching the show, and because that's the only woman that I can talk to without my wife ripping off my head. So I was talking to Pandora about it, and Pandora was like, "Oh, he looks like he's in good shape." I was like, "I think somebody slapped you wrong. I think somebody slapped her retarded because Hardy looked like crap. Their entire match, as we said, TNA was in slow motion." And Rob Van Dam in slow motion, I mean, he had to soak a pound of weed just to get in the ring with that guy. And then what about the little fracas that they had that was all ex-WWE guys? I'm looking at, you got Jeff Hardy, Ken Anderson, Matt Hardy, and Rob Van Dam. 2 years ago, these guys were all in WWE. We're at in the mid-card where they belong. Push your young talent.
That's what got you there. Use it.
Yeah, there was a vicious rumor floating around that TNA was considering scrapping the X Division. I caught that on a website earlier this week. Yep. And lo and behold, a number of different sites have come back and said that Dixie Carter is quoted as saying that we are not scrapping the X Division. I have to say this. What X Division?
But she's just not going to put it on television. That's the key. We're just not going to put it on TV. We got Amazing Red and, you know, we got Jay Lethal. We got all these guys that can really go. Let's keep them chained down.
Now, there was a valid point that Dixie Carter brought up back during a press conference she did, or an interview with Mike Tenay. And I sent the question in on behalf of Beyond Ringside, and it was read courtesy of Mike Tenay on that press conference. And the main thing that I have always said is the X Division is what brought TNA to the dance. Now, the thing about it is, a number of the X Division competitors at one particular point in time, other than being released, have actually bumped up to that A-list. And the fact of the matter is, the way things work out, yeah, there's always going to be a possibility for somebody being able to move up to a different division. But you have to find a way to go out and scout out new talent. You have to be able to open up the door for that next generation superstar to come in. Yeah, and everybody talks about, you know, and all the so-called rag sheet writers are indie this and indie that and indie that, and they look down on the indies. But the fact of the matter is, we have said this for many, many years. The superstars of tomorrow and some of the superstars of today come from the independent wrestling organizations that are in and operating right now. I mean, Alabama, we put out some great professional wrestlers in the independent level that have made their way up. Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, the whole southeastern United States. I mean, and like I said a minute ago, we're actually going to be bringing in CZ Taylor from the Old School Wrestling League in just a couple of minutes here on Beyond Ringside. They're having their inaugural outing tonight up in Athens, Tennessee. And I've said this for a number of moons. When you get a chance and you find out, whether it be wrestling, whether it be mixed martial arts, when you find out that there is a promotion in your neighborhood, in your neck of the woods, within an hour of where you are, take the opportunity. Now, SmackDown was in my town of Birmingham this past Tuesday night. Great crowd. Did the city of Birmingham crowd, because when it sucked, they were quiet. When it was good, they popped. I watched that show.
on Denver.
I didn't get a chance to make it because I had to work a double at one of my other jobs.
But I snowed in. Yeah. I had tickets and passes to get in the back. I passed them along to, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, it was cutting out there for a minute.
It's okay. Well, tell you what, do me a favor, folks. We are going to go to a quick commercial break here on Beyond Ringside. We are going to be back in about 2.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
This is Brian Alexander, Alexander the Great. You're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
This is the greatest wrestler the world has ever known, the magnificent J.P. Magnum, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
This is Howard C. Cross, the Legal Eagle, and you're listening to Beyond Ringside.
The microphones go hot, and we are back live. Welcome back into Beyond Ringside. Yours truly, the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane. Mad Dog Dan Sawyer decided to, He actually had something he had to go do. So, Daniel, want to thank you for coming on with us this morning. Like to welcome back in the Wicked Nemesis.
Everybody, I'd like to say thank you for those of you that come out to PCW last night for the one-year anniversary. Guys, I've got to run, got to go bury my grandmother, so no worries, though. She was a huge wrestling fan. She was born a wrestling fan, died a wrestling fan, so there you go. Big Van Vader somewhere right now is happy.
Wick, I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you for coming on
with us,
man.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've got one of our new best friends here at Beyond Ringside coming on board with us from the Old School Wrestling League. In Tennessee, like to welcome in C.Z. Taylor. Mr. Taylor, pleasure to have you on Beyond Ringside this morning. How's everything going?
Oh, so far so good. It's like we're just getting the show ready out here, and last minute cancellations and everything. We're really looking forward to it. Have a great car tonight. We're going to have a battle royal tonight, a 20-man battle royal. And we actually have two women that are going to actually be in it as well. So we want to spice it up here a little bit out here in Athens, Tennessee. So it's like all you fans out in the 423 area or Georgia, come on out, and we'll be grateful to have you out there.
Now, this how long have you personally been in the pro wrestling industry?
Well, so I go, I've been a diehard fan, so this is our very first show, and it's a family-oriented show. We actually have a mascot for the children to come out and get free lollipops while they last. And basically, it's like just getting into the business and been out here trying to get it going for a couple of years now, and got some great, great people, independent workers that are going to be on the card.
Okay.
And some great help.
Okay. Give everybody an idea of some of the names who are going to be on the card this evening.
Yes, we do. We're going to have Redneck Rick Hayes, Skull Michaels, Krista Fire, Miranda Wrights. We're going to have Jimmy U.R. Sharp, as well as Lamar Phillips, Lightning and Thunder. Hootie are wrestling now, and it'll be a blast.
I think I hear Hootie in the background, actually hooting as we speak.
Yeah, that's Hootie right there. It's like he was a big hit at Walmart last night when we went out to promote the show, and as well as a couple bars we went to. He was a hoot and a holler.
Now,
pun intended.
The original flyer itself said you're going to have a 20-man and women battle royal on this event tonight, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to have two women, and the rest will be men.
Okay.
Originally, it was supposed to be four, but we had last-minute cancellations, and it's like due to family crisis and it's like things like that. But that's how it goes on independent wrestling shows sometimes.
It really does. It really does. I've had situations in play. I work for a couple of different promotions, especially GCW out of Alabama. And when you, especially over the last few days with all the snow and the ice and things not really warming back up, how has that affected situations up in Athens?
Well, it's like actually, I told people it's not going to snow this weekend. I told them that last week. As long as it doesn't snow or rain, you know, Friday, Saturday, it can rain, blizzard all at once on Sunday. But, it's like, it's actually doing pretty good. It's like the roads are really clear out here, and, it's like we got a lot of flyers out, so I got some last more minute details to do, and it's like we're just really looking forward to getting out there and promoting the first show. And the one thing that I've come to learn as a wrestling fan out here is that a lot of the so-called promoters out here do not take care of their workers or wrestlers, they call them, and a lot of them don't get paid, but we will be paying our workers. And you know, it's like if we have to eat out of pocket, we have to eat out of pocket, but we want to make sure our talent is well taken care of.
That's always a good thing because you hear so many different horror stories behind the scenes in professional wrestling, especially on the independent level. And a lot of us, I mean, a lot of people do operate as catch-as-catch-can and on shoestring budgets. And I've always said, if you can't afford to take care of the show, don't run the show. Wait a couple of weeks. And to know that everybody's going to be taken care of in the locker room, that's always a definite asset. So it's definitely sounds like you're doing things the right way. What size ring are you going to be using for this outing? Are you using a 16 or an 18?
We're using a 16.
Okay, cool. Let's see. You're going to be located at 6413 County Road 554 in Athens, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Give everybody some of the landmarks that's around, just in case they're not totally familiar with the Athens area.
Okay, well, you can take Highway 411 up from Georgia or from Benton, Tennessee, or if you know 411 very well, head towards Etowah, and then you'll see the directions to the National Guard Armory. Look for the owl and the flyers and posters, as well as if you're heading 75 north or south in Athens, take the 49 exit Decatur Pike and head east, and you can't miss it because we'll definitely be having a lot of people out there and just looking forward for a real good time.
Now, folks, let me tell you something. Here's the easy way to look at the situation. You've got a promotion that is getting ready to, they have already said they're taking care of everybody in the back. They're making sure that all their performers, all their stars are taken care of. So A, you know they're doing business the right way right off the bat. B, they're getting everything set up for their inaugural outing. How many wrestling fans can say that they were at an event's first show? This is an opportunity to join a brand new promotion and catch everything from the start. This is something that for a lot of wrestling fans, for a lot of pure wrestling fans, this would be a dream. Because to know that you're able to walk in and know that you're catching the very first outing, to see the storyline start to come into play, to watch the angles being built with the stars that are there, this is something that you don't want to miss. So I'm in Birmingham, that's a little bit of a stretch for me. I would love to be able to make that trip.
Well, it's like we definitely want to come out towards Alabama and other locations too. It's like as soon as we get through this first one, we definitely want to eventually take it on the road, hopefully. And it's all about getting through your first show. We're trying to line up March 12th for our second show, and basically, it's like it's going to be one night fans don't want to miss, because that way we have a lot of things in store for the fans as well as workers as well. But we do have an announce team, Cole Gordy. He's been in announcing for the past 6 years. He's one of the youngest wrestling announcers. Plus, his cousin was the late Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
Ah, cool.
As well as, and his sidekick tonight will be a Elvis impersonator named Edvis. So it's like that'll add a little comedy to the announce team there. It'll be a good family show.
You know,
I encourage everyone to go out there and take pictures on like some of the other big companies that carried away.
Now, let everybody know your ticket prices. How much is it going to cost for everybody to get in?
Well, basically, at the door, it'll be $7. If they can get it before 6:30, it's going to be $5 for pre-ticket. We'll be the Ingalls parking lot, pre-selling tickets,
okay.
And Hootie will be there, and that's on Decatur Pike. Can't miss it. It's like, so we'll be out there selling tickets last minute and for $5. And, it's like, and then kids, 5 and under are free. And then, 6 and older is, $4.
Okay. Now, let me see. Yeah. Your doors are going to open at 6:30 p.m. First bell is going to be approximately 7:00 p.m. And
yes.
Note, I did use the word approximate because I know having worked in the
exactly.
Indies for you, yes.
Exactly.
Anything?
Because I've been announcing for some shows for the past year now, and they say 7 o'clock, and usually with the independent scene, don't start until 7:30. It's like, but we're going to try and definitely start on time.
Yeah.
With
Global, every once in a while, we have a penchant to run a little bit late as far as getting started. We'll normally hit about 7:10, and there was one night in particular I walked at 6:55 and got a countdown started. And when we hit at 7 o'clock straight up, it's like, Eddie's starting a show at 7 straight up. Holy crap, what happened? It's an alien abduction. It's an alien abduction. They got Eddie. Okay.
Well, that's how good
everything
is, I always say, but I hate being late.
Now, for CZ Taylor, how long have you personally been in the pro wrestling industry?
I've just started, well, I've been getting trained off and on for years as Charlotte Green, but this is, I've been announcing for like the past, almost past year now.
Okay. And you said you've worked for a couple of different promotions. Have you worked mainly in the Tennessee area? Have you worked up and all around the Southeast?
Basically, it's like, this is our first show, but basically we do a lot of shows I do announcing for DCWF out in Rome, Georgia. And that's a good crew out there, Georgia Christian Wrestling Federation.
Right.
And done an arena out there in Dalton, Georgia.
Arena Wrestling.
Our friend Jamie Jones is the owner of that promotion.
Okay.
And it's like also SOS, which is Superstars of the South, which is basically ran by Logan Alexander III and Billy Havoc. And ACW, I've done some announcing out there, but All-Star Championship Wrestling out in Macon, Georgia. So it's like we're looking for a great time and looking forward to meeting new fans, because without fans, you ain't got nothing.
Amen. They're the reason why we do it all. I will say I carry that one to my deathbed with me.
You're doing it for the money. You're in the wrong business. It's like, and he's been in the business for 13 years, and he's still waiting for that big payday.
You said you got some of the stars with Old School Wrestling League. They're with you right now, right?
Actually, it's like I have head referee Travis Anderson.
Okay.
Like, he's looking forward to it, and he's been all over the map. He's worked in the ring as 13 years.
Had a serious injury.
He had a serious injury, and basically he's resting right now, but he's planning on making a full return to the ring.
Okay.
Most of the guys, they're out there in Georgia, and we're in Tennessee, and they're ready to do last-minute stuff here and head out there and hope to meet a lot of new fans.
Now, tell everybody how they can track down the Old School Wrestling League on this wonderful thing called the World Wide Web. Where can we, websites, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter?
Facebook is definitely a great way. It's like, just look up Old School Wrestling League. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm being informed by my fiance, Allie, who's the booker for the show. It's The Owl.
Facebook.com. The Owl.
That's where to reach us, or on Facebook there.
Okay.
Right now we have I had a referee who would like to say something.
Sure.
To all the fans out there.
Put them on.
How you doing?
Doing well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Travis Anderson. I've been in the business 13 years. I wrestle a bunch of independent shows throughout the South, and this is an opportunity. I saw how Mr. Taylor is doing everybody and how he is organizing the show and how professional he's running it. That's the problem with the independent circuit right now. A lot of promoters are in it for money for themselves and not trying to promote the guys. And I just want to put a shout out to him and Old School Wrestling, because they have really put everything together here and working day and night trying to get this thing going for them.
Now, you said you've been in the industry yourself 13 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Now,
my finisher when I wrestled was a backward somersault, like Van Vader used to do off the top ring rope.
Okay.
I'm a 300-pound guy, and I blew out my knee last January, and I've been out of the business. I just came back in June and rehabbing, and right now I'm refereeing, trying to get the knee back, get the feeling of the ring back in my knee and stuff.
Okay. Now, what originally drew you into professional wrestling? What got your attention about this business?
What got me into the wrestling business was when I was a little kid, I remember going down to the Coliseum in my hometown and watching like Andre the Giant, Abdullah the Butcher, Tommy Wildfire Rich, and guys like that, and staying up late on Saturday night watching Superstars on Wrestling, and it was a childhood dream and a passion for mine. And as a young kid, I was I had a lot of anger issues, and as I grew up, I realized that, you know, that I can vent it in a positive way, and I've been in the business since I'm 19 years old, so I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, it sounds like, from what I'm able to gather, it sounds like it's really going to be a good time tonight up in Athens, Tennessee. Like I said, for those who are in the area, and within an hour away is always an easy drive. And once again, it's 6413 County Road 554 in Athens, Tennessee. But doors are going to open at 6:30. Here's the thing. Ticket prices are $7 a piece for ages 12 and up. And CZ told us a few minutes ago that they still have a pre-sale going on this afternoon to try to save you some money. You can pick up the pre-sale tickets at $5 a piece. How many promotions do you know that would actually do that? That is a great thing that they're doing.
Okay, we really appreciate all your time. It's like in helping us get the word out, because without any help, it's like it's kind of hard to have people show up.
Well, I mean, and a lot of people know that a lot of our longtime listeners know what I'm about to say. When I first started training in the business in 84, you know, we didn't have the web to work with. Radio prices were out the roof if you wanted to try to run a radio spot for an independent show. And it was all basically hanging the posters in the 7-Eleven and on the phone poles and praying that somebody didn't come along and rip them down. And for me personally, I've enjoyed every minute I've been in this industry. And to be able to, when I first started the show back in late 97, I saw it as an opportunity for me to give back to this business. I mean, you know, you got a lot of guys out there who don't have the first opportunity to have laced up their boots. I've laced up the boots on more than one occasion over the years. I worked as, I've been in ring, worked as a referee. I've done announcing, managing. I started as a manager, actually, more than anything else. I mean, I've worked front office and in front of the cameras. I've worked production and everything. And the business has been good to me. And if I can give back to this business by helping a promotion, especially when I found out that this was your first outing, and I want to say a very special thank you to Allison Webb, who helped us set everything up as far as the interview goes. Tremendous her and everything, and I thank her for all the help in this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Without her, there would be no OWL. And she's right here. She heard it, so she's like, woo-hoo! You know, that's right here, woo-hoo. It's like, but you know, that it's all about trying to get the word out and taking care of the workers and most of all the fans, because without them, you ain't got nothing.
Now, do me one more time real quick. The names that you have confirmed, and like I said, I know that you've got you're having some transportation difficulties with some of the people in the that are supposed to be there tonight. But names that you have confirmed to appear this evening on the OWL card, who all have you got coming in on one more time?
So we have the natural redneck Rick Hayes. He's very popular here in the area. Cousin Cletus, very popular gentleman from here in the Tennessee area, from Stinking Creek. And also we have Big Wood. It's like his partner Big Wood was injured in a wrestling match. One half the Lumberjacks. And basically we have Thunder and Lightning, high flying tag team. It's like Jimmy, you are sharp. Great.
Always right.
And Aiden Wright, Doomsday will be on the card. Acid, as well as Billy Havoc. Can't forget Billy.
Hootie.
Hootie, Chris O'Fire, Miranda Wright, Skull Michaels, and Alex Michaels for sure, he's going to be there. And I'm probably forgetting one or two people, you know. Like big names in the area around here, so we're looking forward for a good turnout, hopefully.
Now, real quick, I've got to do this because I'm having a little bit of fun on my side of the microphone with this one. You said you've got Hootie. He is the mascot for the OWL. Do me a favor. Slide the phone Hootie's way and let Hootie give a hoot for all the fans out there right now. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Yeah, we had a kick last night. Just went around Walmart and managers got in our face, but they were cool because we were buying supplies for the show. Yeah, it was classic, but, you know, a lot of record promotions, they need to think of their younger fans, you know, the meaning the kids, and they get family-oriented, and, you know, the kids win, the adults win, the promoter, workers win, and...
Now, do me a favor, and keep us posted on everything going on with the OWL. You said that your second outing is probably going to be in March, correct?
Yeah, in March 12th, that's what we're aiming for, and it'll be at the same location, if all goes right, with... The Armory, we are very supportive of our troops. Without freedom, we wouldn't be able to do anything like this.
But do us a favor, and our door is always open here at Beyond Ringside. The next, when you get ready for your next outing, please keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. We'll be more than happy to help you get the word out. That is not just a promise; that is a guarantee.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. It's like that means a lot to us over here, because just being our first outing, it's like it really touches the heart, because it's like everybody has a dream, and this little 12-year-old boy at one time, you know, his big dream was to have his own, you know, wrestling show, and without all the people, you know, helping this dream come true, there would be no dream coming true. It's stressful trying to do a show, but also the satisfaction and the dream coming true. And with that, you know, you can't thank people enough.
Well, do me a favor. Tell you what, when the show wraps up tonight, go ahead and I believe Allison's got us added on Facebook. I don't know if you've had a chance to add us yet or if you saw my request come in. Go ahead.
I think she runs all my email stuff. I haven't been on in probably about 6 months. Yeah, she said she added you.
Okay.
I don't even know how to do Facebook. And I have a Facebook account. Yeah, I was working. I make money for the show.
Go ahead and shoot us the final results from tonight's show when everything's said, done, and over with and everything's in the books. Go ahead and shoot us a copy, a message with the, or go ahead and make an addendum to the message we had earlier. And let us know the results of tonight's show. We'll be more than happy to go over tomorrow on Beyond Ringside. And folks, once again, it's the Old School Wrestling League, 6413 County Road 554 in Athens, Tennessee. Now, that's over in the eastern side there in the eastern time zone. I didn't even think about that when Allison and I were first setting this one up. I was like, I just instinctively put the CST and and I see the text come back in. So that's 11:30 for us. It's like, oh, wait, they might actually be in the eastern time zone. I forgot Tennessee split.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I asked her to take that to you the other day.
So, like I said, for those over in the western side of Tennessee, guess what? It's an hour ahead. So, for me in Birmingham, it's an hour ahead. So, it's kind of like that drive to Georgia. It's like, I lose an hour. I got to hurry. It's like I get the hour back on the way home so I can sleep longer. But,
I forgot to mention, that's Terry Hutchins. He's a very famous referee out there. He's actually supposed to be one of our referees tonight, and I can't forget him. Without him, it's like he'd probably kill me.
Probably. Yeah. The word stretcher comes to mind, probably. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but, you know. But CZ. Well, tell you what, I know that you're trying to get all the last-minute stuff put together for the inaugural outing for the Old School Wrestling League. It's the OWL. It's tonight in Athens, Tennessee. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is what?
Bell time is 7 p.m.
And it sounds like y'all are going to have an absolute blast out there. I wish I could join you, but I tell you what, for those of you that are listening right now, for those who are, because this is going to go on our Shoutcast station as soon as we wrap up the show. So for those, who are in the area, like I said, if you're an hour away, that's not too far to drive, especially when it is good, all ages appropriate. I hate to use the word family friendly, but I will say all ages appropriate 7 days a week, because the word family friendly has always been just, it's been so prostituted lately. I have to say that. And that's just a me thing. Everybody,
exactly.
I hear it from so many different sources, but it is all ages appropriate. Bring the kids, come as a family, have fun. It's like the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, one of my favorite quotes of all time. Grab yourself a ticket, get yourself a box of popcorn and a soda, sit back and enjoy the show. Because you've got some people who are going
to want to do the hot dogs, nachos, and pizza, and coffee, and hot chocolate. We're trying to get things at the San Juan plus candy.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how far Athens is from Birmingham, just to see if I can make this trip real quick.
That'd be cool. Well, if you come out, we'll give you 2 free tickets.
Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. You just never know.
We actually got a free radio spot here in town because Hootie was out one day and putting up flyers, and turns out that we got a free radio spot for 2 tickets, and we sweetened the deal by giving them 5. And we're letting the anybody that has proof of military ID get in for free.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's all about the fans.
You got it. And it's like we agreed on earlier. That's the reason why we do it. And it's definitely for the fans. Tell you what, like I said, I know you've got final prep to do, and I'm going to go ahead and let you run. But first off, CZ, thank you for taking the time to come on with us. Allison, thank you for help setting up the interview. Travis, it was great to talk to you. And Hootie, one more time, one more hoot. There you go.
Thank you for your help.
Ladies and gentlemen, CZ Taylor. With the Old School Wrestling League has just gone Beyond Ringside. Hang tight. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be back on Beyond Ringside right after this.
This is Bullet Bob Armstrong. I'm Southern born, Southern bred, and I never miss Beyond Ringside.
This is the TaylorMade Man, Micah Taylor, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
This is Rigor Mortis, and you're locked on to Beyond Ringside.
Hi, this is Voodoo Lily with Birmingham's Tragic City Rollers, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Hey.
And this party continues. Welcome back into Beyond Ringside. Yours truly, the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane, flying solo for a little while. 205-316-9900 is the number to call to get in touch. I want to give a very special thank you, first off, to CZ Taylor for joining us here on Beyond Ringside just a few minutes ago with the Old School Wrestling League. Had a great time talking with him. And for our friends over in the Eastern Tennessee area, Western Georgia, and a couple of the other areas, I believe Northeast Alabama would be included on that. Tonight, it's the Old School Wrestling League in Athens, Tennessee. You want to give them a check out. It's their first offering. It is a brand new promotion starting up. And like I've always said, if you get a chance to catch that very first show and see everything in the formative phase, it's always, always something special. A lot of great shows going on in and around the area. And we've got some shows going on in the lower 48. We've got some great shows happening outside of our borders. Matter of fact, I'm going to start tonight. And folks, all the times listed are local times. So, and there's a couple that I'm not sure if they're, I can't remember if they're ahead of us on the timeline or a little bit behind us on the timeline. So for that, I'm just going to run everything down that I have for Saturday, January the 15th. AAW in Warrnambool, Australia. 87 Warrnambool Sound Avenue, the Warrnambool Aqua Jetty. 6:30 p.m. local time. Tonight in Ottawa, Canada. Big Time Pro Wrestling at the Rideau Carlton Raceway. 4837 Albion Road, 8:15 p.m. Tonight, Montreal, Quebec, playing host to Capital City Championship Combat. Center Street, Bartholomew, 6:30 p.m. bell time. Tonight, in Prescott Valley, Arizona, Elite Extreme Wrestling at Tim's Toyota Center, 3201 North Main Street, 7 p.m. bell time. Tonight, in Dalton, Illinois, the IUWA, at the Dalton Rec Center, 721 Engle Street, 7 p.m. bell time. Tonight, Sun Valley, California, Knox Pro Wrestling at the Domain, 11108 Tuxford Street. That is going to be a 6:30 p.m. bell time. Tonight in Stockbridge, Georgia. Actually, I've got to put a hold on that because I'm getting conflicting reports about what's happened courtesy of the weather situation. Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling, I've heard that show is being put on hold. As soon as we get the final word, I'm going to go ahead and pass that word along to everybody, but I do have it on good authority, that the Mid-Georgia show has been put on hold because of extenuating circumstances because of the weather. Tonight in Florence, Alabama, New Generation Wrestling at the Holy Sanctuary, 1121 West Mobile Street, 7 o'clock p.m. Got the full lineup set up over on BeyondRingside.com. Check out the calendar. Saturday, January the 15th, Mattapony, Virginia, NWA Fusion at King and Queen Elementary, 24667 The Trail, 6:30 p.m. bell time. Tonight in West Deptford, New Jersey, NWA Vintage at the Derby Den, 1120 Crown Point Road. Hold that thought. I just got a word in. Hold on. It's like, Eddie, wait a second. Hold up. That show's been postponed. Okay, so the NWA Vintage Show in West Deptford, New Jersey has been postponed. Thank you for sending the text over. I appreciate that. People listening live, God love it. I appreciate it. Tonight, once again, Athens, Tennessee, the Old School Wrestling League at the National Guard Armory, 6413 County Road 554, 6:30 p.m. bell time. Tell you what, give me 30 seconds. And I know this is a little bit unorthodox, but give me 30 seconds, and I'll be right back on this thing. There's one thing I want to work on real quick. Be right back. Told you, right back. Welcome back into Beyond Ringside. You got a little abbreviated edition. I had something come up that I wanted to go ahead and do real quick. Once again, tonight, Athens, Tennessee, Old School Wrestling League. That is Saturday night, January the 15th. Keep your eyes open. They're going to have a lot of great things going on. Tonight in Rutland, Ohio. Ohio Hatchet Wrestling. That is your tongue twister for the week. Try to say that three times fast. It ain't gonna get done. The Rutland Civic Center, 337 Main Street, 7:30 p.m. bell time. You hear the Skype line in the background, and yes, I actually call Skype by its name. I'm paying for it, so therefore I can pick on them if I'd like to. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in a longtime friend to your home for wrestling, mixed martial arts, sports talk. And I'm referring to Dr. Athena Melee with Platinum Championship Wrestling. Good morning. Ringside. How you doing this morning? Sorry, I get tongue-tied every once in a while. I don't know if you heard Wicked Nemesis earlier this morning. Yes, I know, one of your favorite people in the whole world wide right now. Based on
him and Mabel are not on my good list. No.
Yeah, and I didn't see what happened with Mabel coming. Now, let me bring everybody up to speed real quick. Dr. Melee, Dr. Athena Melee, is the attending physician for Platinum Championship Wrestling based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Last night, PCW had their one-year anniversary show at the Academy Theater in Avondale Estates. First off, congratulations to everybody with Platinum Championship Wrestling. Tremendous achievement. I've heard nothing but great things coming out of PCW shows, whether they've been at Avondale Estates, whether they were at over at the Jungle. The shows at the Masquerade, I've heard, have been off the charts. So my hat is off to you. And one day I'm actually y'all are going to run a show where I have a day off. But
you're going to have to make it over. I mean, you can't just live vicariously through other people's experiences.
Well, unfortunately, when you're working an average of 4.5 jobs per week, it's kind of hard to break away. See, tonight would have been the perfect night because I was originally slated to join everybody over at Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling, but I heard the show has been postponed due to extenuating circumstances.
They were scared of a little ice and snow.
A lot of people.
We put on a show.
A lot of people. Now, y'all did it in the Metro, too.
Yes. And we had a packed house, I'm just saying.
Now, I'm also going to come back and say one thing. I also understood that it wasn't their fault that the roads were actually closed. It was actually the county and the state that declared the roads unsafe. So it wasn't just everybody with Mid-Georgia trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. So it was legitimate. It was a shoot that I'm working around the state and the county. So, but right now, Platinum Championship Wrestling has had a little bit of a thorn in their side. I don't know if that's an understatement or what. With Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling. Now, we've had conversations. I've spoken with Stephen Platinum off-air about this situation. We had Andy Anderson on last week. We had the Revelation, Shane Marks, the current PCW Heavyweight Champion and the MGCW Champion on the line different times. We didn't get a chance to get them to go point-counterpoint. But I have thoroughly enjoyed this situation as it comes into play. Now, I've read the columns, weblogs, if you will, that Stephen Platinum has put out on different topics.
Right.
Very, very well written, well thought out. And for those who have not had a chance to catch him yet, now, are you posting those over at PlatinumChampionshipWrestling.com?
Right now, they're just on our Facebook page.
Okay. Wicked started telling us about what happened last night at the Avondale Estates show revolving around Pandora. Give me a little bit more on that one. Because I'm still trying to find it. Because he was, you know, Wicked. He gets a little bit hyperactive, and I lose like every fifth syllable sometimes.
What, you?
Wicked hyper? Never. I don't think I've ever seen Wicked hyper. It's kind of like saying Wicked had a rant. I don't think Wicked's ever been on a rant on this show. Can you believe that?
I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah. There you go. But sorry about that. But give me a little bit more of the detail that happened last night revolving around Pandora.
Pandora took on the Curry Kid, and the Curry Kid thought he could spice it up, and then all of a sudden, Jackie from MGCW thought she would step in and attack Pandora from behind with the championship's belt, with their champion's belt, and knocked her out. And it turns out that the Curry Kid has been sort of scouting us out, quote unquote, because he also works for MGCW, and he just sort of threw his hat in with them and walked away from PCW.
Wow. See, this is this whole scenario. I mean, just when you think the battle lines have been drawn, somebody blurs the line through making that kind of a move. Because I know that, I remember hearing that Curry Kid had worked both with PCW and with Mid-Georgia. And come to find out that this situation in play. Now, you know, rivalries are going to happen inside of an organization. And a lot of people, even more now than ever before, are finding out about the reputation of Pandora as being one of the toughest individuals in this industry, period. And
yeah, I know firsthand that she's not somebody that you want to mess with.
I've heard that, and I do believe someone with the last name of Kong might agree, correct?
Oh, yeah. And Ms. Quinn learned a little lesson with that as well.
Now, that is another person with, we've had a number of the stars from PCW here on Beyond Ringside, and we're always appreciative. I know that we've had Miss Quinn on, we've had Oscar Worthy on before. I'm not sure what the status of Oscar right now is. He may be going back in for acting lessons. I'm not sure. Of course, like I said, we had, it was a great honor to speak with Shane Marks last week. It completely caught us off guard. And like I said, I know that he was probably trying to get in to catch Andy Anderson so they could go point counterpoint. Knowing the fact that at the Masquerade show last month, PCW was blindsided by Mid-Georgia. The situation inside the cage, after it was all said, done, and over with, and coming into last night at the Avondale Estates show, I know that everything is slowly but surely starting to build up towards the next event that is coming up at the Masquerade. Am I correct on that?
Yes, there is scheduled to be a 5-on-5 with PCW's best versus MGCW's best, and then there's a title versus title match, Andy Anderson versus the Revelation Shane Marks. So we are bound and determined to settle this.
Now, PCW Platinum has already announced who their 5 will be in this 5-on-5 challenge, right? And who's that going to be?
It's a very, very odd coupling, but very strong. The Concrete Gorillas and the Exotic Ones. So the Concrete Gorillas consist of Jay Fury, Nemesis, Brian Blaze, any of whom you don't want to meet in a dark alley. And the Exotic Ones, who may light up the dance floor, but also you don't want to turn your back to them in a dark alley.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Give me the math on that one. So that's all 5?
Yes, the Concrete Gorillas, Jay Fury, Nemesis, Brian Blaze, Exotic One, Simon Sturman, and Rick Michaels.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I got my numbers crossed for a second there. Has Mid-Georgia released who their 5 is going to be yet?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to what words come out of their mouths or what they type on our website. It's just they don't concern me.
Now, speaking of websites, Doc, there is a site that's been set up over on Facebook. And words have been flying left and right. And let everybody know where that is if you'd like to let everybody know.
Well, it's a group, so you'll have to find a friend that's in it to be able to ask to join. But it's called PCW Smack Talk and Promotion.
Okay. I have managed. So I've kept track because I've got it still going to my BlackBerry. And to see the war of words that have come out from both sides, wow. First off, it's been fun to keep track of. I really wish that I could make the trip over there. And like I said, one of these days, that's where tonight would have been the night for me to make it to Mid-Georgia because I have an off night. One of those rare things for me. And the way things have come into play, and this is where I have to ask you, and I know you're not speaking for the entire promotion. I won't ask you to do that. But based on what happened with Curry Kidd, thinking that as it made the appearance was made that he was aligned with PCW to a great degree, and for him to go over to the Mid-Georgia side, does that actually make not only people on the Platinum side, but should it make the people on the Mid-Georgia side a little bit more apprehensive that the lines aren't as clear as one might think they are?
That's an interesting point. The Curry Kid is new to PCW, so really he's no great loss. But yeah, if I were MGCW, I would keep an eye on that one. Basically, it's trust no one from just watching what occurred last night. I mean, to have the owner or co-owner interrupt a match, storm the ring, and attack somebody with a foreign object, and have that object be like a championship belt, is totally uncalled for.
Now, I also understand that actually opened up Pandora. I think Wicked was telling me she had like a 4-inch about a 4-inch gash on her back from this from the belt.
Yeah, she was cut open. She was injured. She actually allowed me for a little bit to tend to her wound, and then came to her senses, so to speak, and then pushed me aside, saying that she didn't need me. But I did dress it shortly, and I got a good look at it, and it's an open wound and an actually nice welt. So she She held nothing back.
Now, on a similar yet separate note, I'm making the reference to the battle lines or the line in the sand. You know, I didn't see last week on this show. I did not see it coming when Mark Bowman, one of our very own, who has been a staunch supporter of Platinum Championship Wrestling from day one, up and make the commentary that he made last week. That completely blew me out of the water, to use the expression, that blindsided me. Because, I mean, for the longest time, and I had to remind him that the four of us have broken bread together. I mean, I thought that, if anything else, because of the situation, now granted, Wicked Nemesis is in business for himself. He's made that very clear. So the team,
This I've learned.
Well, I mean, you have to look at this from a unique perspective, because he has his teams that he works with, whether it be the Prophets of Doom. I think there's two other teams that he represents on a full-time basis in different organizations. And I can understand where he would be, because he's looking for the situation that's going to benefit him and his team the most, whether that be Platinum, whether that be Global Championship Wrestling, whether that be Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling, whether it be Anarchy, which there's been situations in play that you've dealt with, because originally, I believe, there was a little bit of anarchy brought into PCW when Nemesis and the Prophets of Wicked Nemesis, I should say. I apologize, because you've got a Nemesis, and the one I'm talking about is Wicked Nemesis, the manager. I'll just say Wick from this point. When Wick and the Prophets came in, and I'm not going to say aligned themselves, but basically joined in with Platinum Championship Wrestling for a while before this situation really started to blossom, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they came in wanting to, I guess, prove something or take a little piece of their own, and we let them and let them show their stuff, but they backed out when faced with the possibility of losing to the Bullets. So, you know, we were wary, but we thought that they were in the trenches with us. So I don't know what's going on now.
Now, speaking of course, we're talking about when you made a reference to the Washington Bullets, you're making a reference to one of the premier tag teams. Now, that is one thing that I've noticed that PCW does on a consistent basis, and that is work with, and for those who think that tag team wrestling is starting to fade off into the oblivion, wrong answer, try that one again. Because Platinum Championship Wrestling has done a great job as far as pushing and advancing storylines based around tag teams, whether it be the Concrete Gorillas, whether it be the Exoticons, whether it be the Washington Bullets, the Prophets of Doom, all of the above. Platinum has definitely advanced themselves to the forefront in equaling the timeout between tag team competition as well as singles competition. To that, I tip my hat first and foremost. I'm a huge tag team wrestling fan. I'm a great wrestling fan too. But the thing about it is, and I can be in the business for over two decades and still make that comment that I'm a fan of this business. But inside joke there. Sorry, Doc. But by the same token, you know, I don't know. For Wicked Nemesis to make the commentary that he has, I know, like I said, he's in business for himself. He's looking for the best possible deal to advance the agenda for his teams. But for Mark Bowman to step to the forefront and basically just swerve everybody like that, knowing the fact that we've all broken bread together, how did that make you feel?
I was hurt. I mean, I thought Mark and I were friends. We tweet to each other often. We Facebook to each other. And we as you said, we've broken bread. We hung out at Sacred Ground, and I thought that we had a friendship, and to hear him say those things, it stung, it hurt me. So I've had to rethink our friendship.
I understand the concept. It's like I said, this whole thing, because you know me, I'm neutral to a great degree. I respect Stephen Platinum and the entire Platinum Championship Wrestling organization. I don't know personally that much about Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling, so I haven't had an opportunity to really find out what they're all about. And I wish it was under different circumstances, because y'all both sound like two great promotions. And it sounds like there is a major war in the brewing here. And I'm sitting back on the sidelines, no agenda included. I'm sitting back going, you know something? For wrestling fans, this is a golden opportunity to see a pure situation come into play between two different organizations where you get the very best from two great shows. So I'm hoping that the fans in the Georgia market, whether it be Eastern Alabama, whether it be all the way through the Peach State of Georgia, I'm hoping they take the opportunity whether it be at the next MGCW event or the next Avondale Estate Show for Platinum Championship Wrestling. I'm really hoping that they take the time and check it out. Now, remind everybody, the Friday night edition for Platinum Championship Wrestling. Give us all the details.
Every Friday night at Academy Theater, 8 o'clock, $8 at the door. We are ready to roar. You can check it out, Academy Theater, with the academythetre.org. And once a month, we are at Masquerade. Big shows there. We get large crowds, and they always leave happy. And this next coming up show is January 27th, which is a Thursday. And you can always go to our website or our Facebook page and check out where and when we'll be.
Now, I know that we're making arrangements for Stephen Platinum himself to come on with us. I believe it's going to be the Sunday before the Masquerade event, because he's got some things that he'd like to express, not only about the war with MGCW and the big upcoming challenge, but some other things that have been going on. Because, like I said, I've had a chance to read a number of the columns that Stephen has put out there. Very well done. My hat's off to him on that. There have been some points of contention that I believe a lot of people have come to him about as a result of some of the things. And I know that Stephen wants to clear the air, and we've opened up the door here at Beyond Ringside for him to be able to come on and do that. And I welcome the opportunity. But before we let you run, and I want to thank you for being so gracious with your time this morning. And I know it was a little bit off the cuff, but if I may, if there was a direct message, knowing the fact that you're being dragged into the middle of this war, even as the attending physician, if there was a comment that you would make to Jackie, to Andy Anderson, to, you know, the rest of the cotillion who with Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling, from the Good Doctor, what would that be?
It would just be to watch your back, because PCW is here to stay, and no one's going to take that away from us. They may be out to make a name for themselves. I don't know what the purpose of their invasion was, because nobody had ever heard of them up until they ran into PCW. So, you know, hats off to them for making a name for themselves, but look out, because we're coming.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Athena Melee has just gone Beyond Ringside. Going to go to a quick commercial break, folks. We're going to be back to put a wrap on this thing in about 2.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Fred Core Weaver. You're listening to Beyond Ringside.
This is Wicked Nemesis, and you're listening to Beyond Ringside.
This is Theodore Tutwiler III, the Cock of the Walk, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Microphones are hot, and we are back live from the Full Range Entertainment Studios here in Birmingham, Alabama. This is Beyond Ringside. Yours truly, the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane, behind the control panel on this Saturday morning edition. I want to give a very special thank you to Dr. Athena Melee with Platinum Championship Wrestling for calling in. If I sounded like I was stuttering in the early part of that, I was. Dr. Melee and I have broken bread together before, and very, very great woman, very knowledgeable about the entire wrestling industry, and was a great pleasure to sit down and speak with her. Always glad to have her here on Beyond Ringside. And like I said, the Sunday before, and let me get my calendar up because I've got everything in play. Sunday night, January the 23rd, we're going to be joined by Stephen Platinum, the owner of Platinum Championship Wrestling. And there are some things that have come into play. The situation, of course, with Platinum Championship Wrestling as it pertains to the feud between them. And I'm not going to say the word feud, because this has gone way past feud. This has gone to war between them and Mid-Georgia Championship Wrestling. Originally slated for tonight in Stockbridge, Georgia. Also want to give a very special thank you to Mad Dog Dan Sawyer. With Global Championship Wrestling for joining us during our first segment. Of course, he and Wicked Nemesis and myself had a great roundtable discussion as it pertains to wrestling and mixed martial arts, not only in the state of Alabama, but especially the MMA situation here in the state that we're facing right now. And I'm going to go back over that for just a couple of minutes. And the phone line's open, 205-316-9900, if you'd like to call and weigh in. The chat room right now, I have not had a chance to look at the chat room with everything that's been going on this morning. So if you're in the chat room and been trying to get my attention, I'm sorry. I apologize. But matter of fact, a couple of people have, and I'm going to address some questions in just a few minutes. But as it stands right now, the overall situation, the Alabama Athletic Commission had a press conference earlier this week to announce that the first official licensed fights in boxing for the state of Alabama are going to be held in the very near future. Now, first off, once again, I want to give very special credit to everybody in the boxing federations that have been working so hard to try to get this in play and get the first official card lined up. There are a number of different venues, and I'm not gonna elaborate in any direction, nor am I gonna cast a negative light on anything that's taken place as far as boxing goes. I've got some great friends who are in the boxing industry here in the state of Alabama. A longtime friend of ours, Michael the Godfather Gibbons, he's come on with us before, and we've had conversations about this. And I know he more than anything else, he is from Birmingham. Lived in Birmingham raised, went to New York, did a lot of training up there, and has come back to Birmingham. And he's been frustrated about the fact that he has not been able to fight in front of his hometown fans. Now, there was a company, Undisputed Promotions, Tim Gibson and Company, that has put on a couple of different shows, and Michael has been a part of those. And I know what it's like to want to be able to perform in front of your hometown crowd. No matter what it is, it can be boxing, wrestling, mixed martial arts, it can be music, you know, acting, any of the above. You always want to be able to do that for your hometown crowd and say, yes, we've made it, and we're ready to take it to the next level. But as far as it goes to the Athletic Commission of the state of Alabama, and like I said, I don't know Casey Sears personally, so I'm not going to make any kind of character assassinations or assessments in any situation whatsoever. Why haven't we heard back about mixed martial arts? And one side can say the other side is at fault. All you want to. That's fine, great, and wonderful. I will openly invite Casey Sears to come join us here on Beyond Ringside. He will be treated fairly, of course. If anybody thinks I'm going to ambush anybody that comes on this show, you're dead wrong. I would even like to extend an invitation to the Attorney General for the state of Alabama to come on Beyond Ringside and join us here and go ahead and elaborate. I mean, I would love to get the scoop on the situation directly from him. Directly from the Attorney General of the state of Alabama. What is your official opinion on mixed martial arts in the state of Alabama? Because we've got some very talented fighters here. And we've got some good promoters. And they want an opportunity to take their game to the next level. And I'm not talking about the fly-by-nights that are running. No. I'm talking about the promoters who do it right already. And the appropriate phrase in play is the sins of the idiots are being shoved off onto those who play, or to the innocent, the ones who play by the rules. And I'm really sorry to say it like that, but because you've got some promoters out there who are slipshod, who do backdoor deals, and they're trying to skirt every possible situation in play just so they can make a quick buck. But then you've also got fighters, you've got promoters that follow what stands to be the rule. Whether it be Georgia State amateur athletics, as far as mixed martial arts go, they'll follow the Georgia State guidelines because Alabama hasn't put any in play yet. I'm not going to say doesn't have any in play. I'm going to say they haven't put anything in play yet. And it's really kind of aggravating because I would like to see our mixed martial arts promotions grow and flourish. Like I said, we've got some very talented fighters in this state. I've had a chance to watch a number of them over the last few months. And of course, a lot of people in our home market of Birmingham know one of our good friends, Fred Weaver, nicknamed Fredcore. And actually, I kind of think that I stuck him with that. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember the exact origin of the name. He's not hardcore, he's Fredcore. And see, flashback, I'm taking partial credit for that one. Not total, but partial. I meant to go back and pull the archives up for the last interview we did with Fred, or the first interview we did with Fred. By the way, Fred, always a pleasure, man. Had a chance to say hi over on Facebook the other day. And I really want to say, segueing real quick, getting back to a more lighthearted topic, I want to say thank you to everybody who has been joining us on the social networks. I want to remind everybody, please remember, we cannot accept any more friend requests on our Facebook friend page. Drop over to facebook.com/beyondringsidelive. Run it all together, one word, Beyond Ringside Live. That is our fan page. Click like on there because we're moving a lot of the content over to our fan page. We're putting some on the friends page, some on the fan page. So both of them have their assets beyond any shadow of a doubt. And I know we've been a little bit laid back on Twitter as far as the corporate side goes. It's just with everything that we've got going on and everything that has been happening, it's really hard to keep track of every social network. I've tried to use TweetBlaster or TwitBlaster or whatever it is, TweetBox or I don't know. But and it's just, we've had some problems with the program, so I'm just going to go in and say keep your eyes open on beyondringside.com and definitely on the Facebook page and the MySpace page. Still very active over there as well. A couple of quick events I want to hit on. Tonight, Saturday night, January the 15th, 2010, San Antonio, Texas, Premier Combat Group at Cowboys Dance Hall, 3030 Northeast Loop 410 I-35, 6 p.m. bell time. Tonight, Saturday night, January the 15th, in Pelham, North Carolina. I believe the name of the company is Pure Pro Wrestling. It's PPW. It is not, do not get it confused with Power Pro Wrestling. So please. Matter of fact, we're going to be having Dr. Michael Devine tomorrow night live on Beyond Ringside. The general manager, the new general manager for Power Pro Wrestling will be joining us tomorrow night. Had a chance to speak with Caprice Coleman last Saturday morning here on Beyond Ringside. So a lot of people are sitting back going, you're doing a Saturday morning show? Yes, and we've got some great high firepower interviews coming on board. You don't want to miss a single episode. We are live on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Now, special program note, Saturday the 29th, we will not be airing the Saturday morning show. I will actually be, the whole studio will be packed up, and we're headed toward Seagrove, North Carolina, Saturday, January 29th. The Seagrove Super Show with Power Pro Wrestling. And I'm definitely looking forward to this outing. We're going to have a great time. I want to thank Jim Fox, the owner, and everybody with Power Pro. They have been tremendous. I want to thank the Master of Malice, Mark James, and DJ Slash for joining us last Sunday night on the Post-Genesis show. Thank you guys for coming on. Always a pleasure. And like I said, Dr. Devine is going to be joining us tomorrow night here on Beyond Ringside, and we're definitely looking forward to that. Tonight, Redding, California, Saturday night, January the 15th, Rogue Warrior Fights at the Wind River Casino. Tonight, Saturday, January the 15th, in Oceanside, California, SoCal Pro Wrestling, 401 Country Club Lane. Hankinson, North Dakota, playing host to the Cage Incorporated Battle at the Border 8 at the Dakota Magic Casino, 16849 102 102nd Street Southeast, 8 p.m. start time on that event. Tonight, TIWF Wrestling in Trenton, Tennessee, the Showplex Arena, 402 West 1st Street, 7:30 p.m. bell time. Tonight in Brewton, Alabama, Ultimate Cage Fighting at the National Guard Armory, 95 Airport Road, 7 p.m. Tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Undisputed Fighting at the House of Blues, 4640 Highway 17 South, 6 p.m. bell time. Tonight in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, UWE Wrestling at the Cherokee Fairgrounds, building number 2, 5 p.m. bell time on that one. Also tonight, Owosso, Michigan, Saturday night, January the 15th, Owosso playing host to Victory Independent Pro Wrestling. I want to say a very special thank you, and I hope I pronounced the last name right. I've never had a chance to speak with him. To Mike Finney with Michigan Independent Pro Wrestling, who has been keeping us posted on a lot of the events happening up in the state of Michigan. Thank you, Mike, for all the help. I do appreciate it. To everybody who has been sending in all the show information, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's our pleasure to help everybody try to get the word out. Saturday night, January the 15th, WIW Wrestling in Panama City, Florida at the Boys and Girls Club, 3030 East 3rd Street, 6 p.m. bell time. Saturday, January the 15th, Hamilton, Illinois, World League Wrestling at the Hamilton High School Gym. The King, Harley Race, and WLW come back to Hamilton to help benefit new uniforms for the West Hancock Wrestling Club. Tremendous outing this evening in Hamilton, Illinois, headlined by the King, Harley Race, the legend in this, and a pure legend in this industry. Former multi-time National Wrestling Alliance World Heavyweight Champion, been a champion everywhere he's been, and truly one of the all-time greats. Matter of fact, I almost tried to pull some strings to see if we could get Mr. Race on this week, but I've got a contact up there, and we're going to work to get Mr. Race on here, Beyond Ringside, in the very near future. Tonight in Beaumont, Texas, World Wrestling Entertainment action at the Ford Arena, 5115 IH-10 South, 7:30 p.m. bell time. Also tonight in Wichita Falls, Texas, World Wrestling Entertainment action at K. Yeager Coliseum, 105th Street. Now, real quick, Sunday, January the 16th, World Wrestling Entertainment is scheduled to be in Shreveport, Louisiana at the Hirsch Coliseum, 3207 Pershing Boulevard. 4 p.m. bell time. Once again, that is a 4 p.m. bell time in Shreveport. This is a Raw and SmackDown Super Show. Don't miss it. Sunday, January the 16th, in Golden, Colorado, IWF Premier Pro Wrestling at the Buffalo Rose, 1119 Washington Avenue, 6 p.m. Bell Time. On Saturday, January the 16th, Romper las Reglas. Break the rules. Yeah, that's actually Reglas. But I screw up my Spanglish every once in a while. In Los Angeles, California. That is tomorrow at Arena Internacional, 132 Florence Avenue. Got all the information up on BeyondRingside.com. Also, tonight, Kelowna, British Columbia, Thrash Wrestling at the Rutland Centennial Hall, 180 Rutland Road North. Want to say thank you once again to Nick Solansky with Thrash Wrestling for joining us last week on Beyond Ringside. It was a great opportunity to speak with him, find out a little bit more about him and some of the stars that are going to be tonight in Kelowna, British Columbia, at Thrash Wrestling. So for our friends over in that area, please take the time, check it out. You're going to be treated to a great show. They have something for everyone tonight at Thrash Wrestling. That I guarantee you. Nick, thank you again for coming on. It was a great pleasure talking to you. Monday night, finding out World Wrestling Entertainment's going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Verizon Arena, 7:15 p.m. Bell Time. You got it. TV taping. Taping hell live. Wrong. End of discussion. Also, SmackDown's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on BOK Center. Sorry. Can't read my own typing for a second there. At the Box Center, BOK Center at 200 South Denver, 6:30 p.m. Bell Time in Tulsa for World Wrestling Entertainment action. We are going to be covering next weekend's events tomorrow on Beyond Ringside. Don't forget tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. start time. Everything is going to be breaking loose all over again. As previously stated, let me go ahead and pull my, I'm trying to find all my notes. But like I said, tomorrow night, we are going to be joined by Dr. Michael Devine, the general manager for Power Pro Wrestling. And I am scanning my screen as quickly as I can. Yes. We've got two different interviews that are supposed to be taking place right around 6 o'clock, and Dr. Devine is going to be coming on right around 6:40. We may actually bump Mr. Devine up to 6 o'clock straight up, or 6:05. Saturday, January 22nd, we're going to be joined by a longtime friend here at Beyond Ringside, also runs the Alabama Pro Wrestling Update. Looking forward to having the Joy Killer on with us. It's going to be a great time. Also got some great stars coming up on our Sunday night, January the 23rd episode. So folks, don't blink. I use the phrase ad nauseum and I know it. And I apologize sometimes for doing that. But if you blink for a second, if you blink, period, you are going to miss something here on Beyond Ringside. And believe me, we are constantly working as hard as we can to not only bring you the best interviews, but to give you the best information as it pertains to shows that are taking place right around where you live. And remember, if you hear of a show that we haven't discussed here on BR, if we haven't got it on the calendar or haven't posted it on Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter, let us know. Drop us a message. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of great people sending us information, but there is no such thing as too much information. Trust me on this one. I'm the one who's behind the keyboard typing up all these listings. Trust me, there's no such thing as too much information. I appreciate everybody who has been sending us all the information. You know, the lower 48, outside the borders, Canada, Mexico, all the way to Australia. To our people, to everybody who's downloading in Iceland right now on the podcast, thank you. To everybody who's been downloading through iTunes or Podomatic or Ustream, you've noticed that the Blog Talk Radio Efficiency Alliance has pretty much started to come to an end, and I'm really sad to say that, and it's really kind of depressing to think about that, because we've had some really good outings with BTR. We may try to renew that arrangement, but I am not sure right now. I've been told ball's in my court, and we're going to work it from there. So we're going to keep the show on Ustream as well as our Shoutcast channel and available on iTunes through Podomatic. So it's beyondringside.podomatic.com, especially for the interviews. Full episodes are going to be uploaded to beyondringsidelive.podomatic.com. The full episodes will be over there. So if you haven't had a chance to catch us, like I said, our Shoutcast station runs 24/7. Even when we're live here, the show itself runs, the previous episodes run through our Shoutcast channel. Just go to beyondringside.com. You're going to find out all the information there, and the player is located up on beyondringside.com. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and put a wrap on things here in the Full Range Entertainment Studios. And I would like to let everybody know that all of our guests this week have appeared courtesy of the MagicCityOnline.com hotline, Birmingham's premier internet destination. One of our tag team partners, and family members. Mr. MCO Chase Pearson, of course, runs MagicCityOnline.com. If you want to find out about the hottest events, check it out, MagicCityOnline.com. The hottest nightclubs, MagicCityOnline.com. The coolest DJs and the best bands are listed on MagicCityOnline.com. Folks, thank you again for hanging out. I hope everybody had a good time. I want to give very special thank yous once again, of course, family members. Mad Dog Dan Sawyer joining us on the Saturday edition for the first time. Wicked Nemesis, of course, our condolences on the loss of your grandparent. Of course, I believe everybody echoes that right now. And, dude, like I said, friend to friend, if you need a friend, call me. It's just that easy. Thank you to CZ Taylor with the Old School Wrestling League. Tonight, Athens, Tennessee. If I could make that trip, I would, and it sounds like a great time. Going to have the flyer up on all the networks in just a couple of minutes after the show concludes. Special thank you to Dr. Athena Melee for coming on with us this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to the good doctor. Miss hanging out with you. Folks, thank you again. The full battalion will be here tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. Sunday night edition of Beyond Ringside. Special two-hour episode is set and ready to roll for all of us with your home for wrestling, mixed martial arts, sports talk, full contact FM, and that much more. I am the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane, saying we'll see you Beyond Ringside. Bye for now.